You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
I'm only popping round to Martin's. I'll be back about 8.
What about Rory?
He's gone to the cinema.
Has he?
With Alice and Christopher. Look, I did tell you. Oh, have you had enough tea?
Yes, thanks. What are they going to see?
Oh, I can't remember what it's called. Some superhero blockbuster thing.
So I'm going to be all on my own?
Oh, there's the rest of that quiche in the fridge. Strange, isn't it?
What?
House being so quiet. With Debbie here, it was like when they were little, all the children together, noise and laughter, and coming and going, and... Oh, it was so lovely having her here, wasn't it? She's such a positive person. Has an encouraging word to say to everyone.
Well, I'm not sure her visit's been entirely beneficial.
Why? What do you mean?
This scheme of Adam's...
Oh, you're not still going on about that.
Jenny, you don't understand.
Look, I understand perfectly.
I am still responsible for this farm, and when I come to hand it on to the next generation...
Oh, if you ever do.
I am determined it should be a viable business.
Adam's doing it because he believes that in the long term, it will be best for the farm.
Well, I think he's wrong.
Uh-huh. And Debbie's wrong too?
Yes.
And Charlie Thomas?
Well, I don't know what's got into him. I mean, it's like Adam's hypnotised him in some way.
What?
I really thought Charlie had a decent head for business, but to give the nod to this...
Oh, Brian, honestly.
What?
Look, you've got to let this go.
Why?
Because it's all been agreed. So shut up and let Adam get on with it.
Okay, okay. But I do think we're going to have some different kind of business arrangement.
And what do you mean by that?
I don't know yet. I need to take some advice.
Just remember, if you go reneging on your promise, Brian, I'll never forgive you.
What, leave off the door?
Yeah, just have an archway.
Why would we do that?
Well, it gives the dining room a more open plan sort of feel, while at the same time letting more light into the bar.
Oh, yeah, that's not a bad idea. Although...
What?
Well, I might not go down too well with some of our regulars.
Well, why not?
Well, if we're going to go for the pale wood and them fancy light fittings in the dining room...
Yeah, I love those.
Oh, yeah, they're great, aren't they?
Yeah, a real classic design.
But we've still got to hang on to the idea that this is Ambridge's local.
Yeah, I know.
So the bar and the Ploughman's will be pretty much the way they were.
Well, not entirely.
No, but still with a traditional feel, right?
Yeah.
Quite different from what we got in the dining room. And if you lose that door...
Evening, all.
Hi, Eddie.
Hi. The usual?
Yes, please.
Hey, we were just talking about you.
Why? What have I done?
Oh, not you specifically. Just you as one of our regular customers, our local clientele.
Oh, is that what I am?
Yeah. And whether you would prefer a door or an archway from the bar into the restaurant.
Well, ain't it going to be the way it was before?
Yeah, pretty much.
Ah, I heard you got an architect involved. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ah. That means you're going to tart things up, doesn't it?
Yeah, only ever so slightly. We were just saying, weren't we, love? Still got to be recognisable as your local boozer.
You know what we should do?
What?
Put together a questionnaire for the regulars. What do you want out of your local?
That's easily answered.
What?
Cheaper beer.
Apart from that?
It's a bit of a problem these days.
Yeah.
You can save an absolute fortune buying your beer from the supermarket and drinking it at home.
Yes, but you come to the pub for the company, don't you?
And as Dad says, if you drink at home, you don't get banished to the outer doors like a leper every time you want a puff on your pipe.
Oh, I bet he gets banished to the furthest reaches of the car park at Grey Gables.
Yeah, we live a very sober life at Grey Gables, I have to say. Have you seen their bar prices?
Yeah, well, there you go then. One pint of our finest, a mere £3.40.
Oh, still a ripper.
Yeah. Trouble is, Eddie, we have to pay all the overheads, business rates, staff costs.
Yeah, not that we've got staff anymore.
Plus 20% VAT on everything we sell.
Is it any wonder pubs are going under?
Tell me about it.
There you go. £3.40.
Ah, cheers. Did you know that in this country, 31 pubs are closing every week?
You're kidding me.
Yeah, but don't worry. Not going to let that happen to the Bull.
Adam! Oh, hello. How's it going? Hang on a minute. Just let me deal with this. I'll just switch off. That's better.
How's it going?
Well, bringing it in faster than the dryer can cope with it. So we're just having to dump it in here for now.
Well, it probably doesn't need much drying, does it?
Well, not a lot.
All helps keep the costs down.
Yeah? Anyway, what can I do for you?
I was just wondering. Well, you did say that you'd probably be able to combine our wheat this week.
Yeah, and we're absolutely on track, unless it decides to tip down with rain.
Well, our forecast looks okay.
Well, unless some other disaster strikes, we should be finished here by tomorrow afternoon. So we'll bring the combine over in the evening, if that's okay.
Oh, brilliant.
Make a start on Tuesday.
Evening, David.
Hello, Brian.
Thought it was you.
Yeah, I was just checking when Adam's going to be able to make a start on our wheat.
How are things?
Okay.
You managing all right without Ruth?
Well, as long as Pip's home. Mm-hmm. What we're going to do when she starts this new job, I really don't know.
When's that?
End of next month.
Well, Ruth will be home by then, surely.
I sincerely hope so. She's intending to come back for a couple of days later in the week.
Oh, by the way, Brian, are you around tomorrow evening?
I don't know. Why?
I've got to get the combine over to Brookfield, and I'll need a wingman.
Well, I have to check my diary.
Okay.
I can do it, if you're busy.
No. You've got more than enough on your plate. I'll sort something out. Right, now I'm off down to the pub.
All right, for some.
Do you fancy a quick pint, David?
Ooh, I'd love to, but I've got to pick Ben up from Westbury.
Oh, what's he doing there?
Oh, he's just hanging out with some of his school friends.
Well, some other time.
Yeah.
See you.
All right. Are you two falling out?
Oh, no more than usual.
What's going on?
Well, it's just... Well, with Debbie being home...
Well, it's great to see her.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? Mm. But Brian thought she'd agree with him about my plans for the soil.
But she didn't?
No. Back me to the hilt.
Hey, good for her.
Yeah, and she's standing back from managing the arable, leaving it all to me. She told Brian he should think about retiring.
Oh, dear. Bet that didn't go down well.
No, it didn't. Not at all.
Baggy, for one. Hardly ever goes near a pub these days.
Well, he's no great loss.
Him and his mates, they drink round each other's houses.
Ah, but you're here, Eddie.
Only because I ain't got house to drink in.
Oh, right. So when Keeper's Cottage is fixed...
And it don't go down well if I invite me mates round Grey Gables.
When you're back in your own home, we'll never see you in here again?
Well, never is a long time.
So what could we do to tempt you down here more often?
I told you. Cut your prices.
Yeah. What else?
Good evening.
Oh, hello.
Oh, Brian.
What's you?
Haven't seen you in a while.
Been abandoned by my nearest and dearest, haven't I?
Scotch, is it?
Yeah, a large one.
No ice, just a splash of water.
Yeah, that's it.
Now, Brian, could you spare us a few minutes of your valuable time?
Why?
Well, we're hoping the downstairs refurbishment will be going ahead in the next few weeks.
Oh, about time.
So, we're putting together a questionnaire for our local customers to try and find out what you want from the bowl.
Apart from cheap beer. Oh.
There you go, Brian. Help yourself to water.
I'll tell you what would make all the difference.
Mm-hmm. What?
A top-class chef.
Oh, yeah. We decided already we needed to go down the gastropub route.
Gastropub?
Yeah, but that's more to bring the punters in from elsewhere, isn't it?
Yeah, it works for the locals as well.
Yeah, make it what they call a destination venue. Where you come for an evening out.
Well, I'd certainly come here more often if there was some decent grub on offer. Jenny too.
What about quiz night and darts?
You see, Eddie, you're not only here for the beer. Well, your change, Brian.
Yeah, but that's one good reason for keeping that door between the bar and the restaurant. Diners might not appreciate their meal being accompanied by a raucous darts match.
Oh, good point. Mm.
Have you been to the Wheat Chief in Beckwell lately?
Yeah, somebody was telling us about that.
Yeah, you're Alice.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, she and Crystal went there for a meal, said it was brilliant. They liked it so much, they're going there for their anniversary.
Anniversary?
5 years on Tuesday.
5 years? My goodness.
Yeah.
Seems like only yesterday I came back from Las Vegas.
Who knew they'd still be going strong after 5 years? Anyway, Jenny and I decided we should give the Wheat Chief a try, and honestly, you wouldn't recognise the old place. It's all been done up, and the food was fantastic.
Oh, bet it cost an arm and a leg.
It was very reasonable, actually.
Well, I don't suppose your idea of reasonable is the same as mine.
Half the cost of a meal at Grey Gables.
That's not saying much.
Yeah, we must go and give it a try, Kenton. I'll see what Knight Fallon can cover.
Yeah, but the bull's always done good homely fare. Steak and kidney pud, bangers and mash.
The wheat chief did venison sausages in a red wine gravy. It was delicious.
Oh, I could just fancy a plate of Frieda's cottage pie.
Oh, you're still at it then?
Yeah, we'll carry on till it gets dark. Where have you been?
Oh, just to see Mum and Auntie Chris.
Oh, how are they?
Oh, they're fine. And I called in on Kate on my way back. She's hard at work on the next version of her business plan.
How many versions is that?
And you know Debbie's promised to consider funding the start-up.
Yeah, obviously the kick up the backside Kate needed.
Wouldn't put it quite like that, but I...
Well, she really knows how to motivate people, Debbie.
Yeah, she certainly does.
Yeah, I had an email from her this afternoon.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, gave me a real lift.
Why? What did she say?
Oh, she was just reiterating what she told me last week about how she has absolute confidence in my management skills and my plans for the future of Home Farm.
Oh, well, that's nice.
And that if Brian gives me a hard time, I should up sticks and come over to Hungary.
Oh, Adam.
Yeah, she'll give me a job.
You wouldn't, would you, darling?
Oh, don't worry, Mum.
Oh, I couldn't bear to lose another child to Hungary.
It's not going to happen.
You promise me.
As long as Brian keeps his word. And that's another thing I'm grateful to Debbie for.
Oh, what's that?
Talking him around.
Oh, I think that was as much Charlie Thomas as Debbie.
Well, yeah. It was decent of him to put a word in, given that it's really not his way of doing things.
Oh, they've got a lot in common, haven't they?
Who?
Debbie and Charlie. They seem to get on really well.
Well, not at first they didn't.
No, no, but once they got over the initial hostilities, there was a definite spark, I thought.
Oh, come on, Mum.
Such a shame she had to go back so soon.
Debbie and Charlie?
If she could have stayed just a week or two longer, I'd...
That's never going to happen.
No, no, I suppose not.
She's so much more mature than him.
Oh, what does age matter?
Well, I meant she's more grown up. And she deserves someone better than Charlie Thomas.
I thought you liked him.
I do. Well, I don't dislike him.
He's been a good friend to you.
Yeah. Yeah, he has. And if it's his backing that's won Brian over.
Oh, I should warn you, darling, he's still not happy about it.
Oh, I know, I know. Mm. But he can't back out now, can he?
Yeah, well, Adam did suggest we should go out somewhere to eat, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, 'tis the middle of harvest.
Yeah, they're supposed to have finished at Home Farm this afternoon, but now he's saying he has to move the combine.
So, let me get you a drink.
No, honestly, Caroline. I'm planning to grab a few bits from the kitchen and knock up some supper in the flat.
Any news on your cottage?
Oh, yeah, it's pretty much dried out now, and they're supposed to be doing the electrics in the next week or so.
So, when will you be able to move back in?
Early September, we hope.
Oh, you lucky things. Oh, no more progress at Grange Farm?
No. Still not properly dry in there.
Oh.
And Oliver's having an ongoing battle with the insurers about the cost of the refurbishment. I honestly can't bear to think about it.
But you're off on holiday soon, aren't you?
September.
Oh, that's definite, is it?
Oh, yes. Did I not tell you? Oliver's found this wonderful villa to rent. Look, I've got a picture on my phone.
Oh, you're so lucky being able to get away at this time of year.
There, that's it.
Oh, wow!
Idyllic or what?
That is beautiful.
Oh, it's like... Well, if you were drawing a picture of a Tuscan villa, that's exactly what it would look like.
Oh, I'm so jealous. No, I really am. I want to be sitting on that terrace in the evening somewhere, a large glass of Chianti. Yeah, but instead, I must go and forage for something to make supper. I'll see you later.
Oh, bye, Ian. Oh, I thought you were looking a bit more cheerful.
Oh, I'm sorry. Have I been a pain lately?
No, not at all. Just not quite your usual cheery self. Oh, I'm glad you're able to get away from it all for a while.
Oliver's so excited. We're going to try and brush up on our Italian before then.
Oh, talking of which, you know they've got an opera company coming to Lower Loxley?
Yeah, somebody did mention it.
They're doing Così fan tutti and La Bohème.
Oh, perfect. When's it happening?
The bank holiday weekend.
Oh, lovely.
I spoke to Elizabeth this afternoon. She said the company manager had been over to do a recce of the grounds.
Oh, so they're going to be performing outside?
Yes, with those lovely views as a backdrop.
Oh, how marvellous. That'll really put us in the mood.
So, is all safely gathered in?
Yep, yeah.
Do you fancy a drink?
Oh, can't, I'm afraid, Charlie. Got to move the combine ready for the next job.
Oh, where's the next job?
Brookfield.
That's not too far. Come for a drink afterwards?
Well, actually, it's Ian's evening off tonight, so...
Well, he could come too.
Well, I think he's probably made other plans.
We'll ask him at least.
Okay.
Look, if I don't see you later, what are you doing at the end of the week?
No idea.
Still combining?
Why?
Well, you remember I said I'd been invited to Edgbaston for the test match?
Yeah, lucky you.
Someone's dropped out, so there's a couple of tickets going free. Do you fancy him?
Do I fancy it? Of course I do. I'd love to go, but...
Oh, come on. You'll have earned a day off by then. Ask Ian too, if you like.
Oh, I don't think...
Well, there are two tickets.
Cricket's not really his thing.
Evening.
Oh, hello, Brian.
How are you, Charlie?
Fine, thanks.
How are things at Barrow Farm?
Fine. Oh, they're okay-ish.
Okay-ish?
Oh, it's just Rob Titchener's been away on holiday and...
Well, everything falls apart without him.
No, not at all. It's fine, really. Oh, and I meant to say how delighted I was to meet your daughter Debbie at last.
Oh, so she didn't bite your head off then?
What?
She's forgiven you for sacking her from the estate contract.
Oh, that.
By email.
Well, it's ancient history, Brian. No, we got on very well. She's quite a character, isn't she? Certainly knows her stuff.
Are we going to get this combine shifted, Brian?
Sorry, I'm holding you up. But if you fancy that drink, Adam, I'll be in the beer garden at the Bull.
Oh, you're going out boozing, are you?
Probably not, no.
Well, you'd be most welcome to join us, Brian.
Really?
Yeah, sure. If you feel like it.
Hi, Ian.
How you doing?
Sorry, can you hang on a second? I'm just in the middle of manoeuvring the combine down the lane.
Yeah.
Okay, right.
Oh, I'm sorry, it's my bad timing.
No, it's okay. I'm on a straight bit now. By the way, do you fancy meeting down the Bull for a drink?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I'll be done soon. And Charlie Thomas has invited us.
I was just ringing to say I was getting some supper ready here, and I've got a really nice bottle of Chablis cooling in the fridge.
Wow. Well, to be honest, that sounds a lot more tempting than the Bull.
Does it?
Yeah, I'll be about half an hour, okay? Oh, gotta go in. Brian's flashing his lights. I think we have an obstacle.
Okay, then. See you in a bit.
Yep, bye.
So, Dan's still at that place, what's he called?
Lulworth Camp.
Mm. He's been there for a while, hasn't he?
It's a 9-week course.
You wouldn't think it'd take that long to learn to shoot a gun.
Oh, it's not just any old gun. It's all sorts of artillery and machine guns and... Oh, I can't remember. He did give me a complete rundown of all the weaponry, but I'm afraid it meant nothing to me.
So, when will you get to see him again?
Oh, he's back home for my birthday.
Oh, that'll be nice.
Alistair's seeing him this weekend, actually.
Oh, yeah?
There's some kind of formal dinner in the mess, and they're allowed to invite family, so Alistair's going down.
Not you too?
Oh, the invitation's only for one.
Oh, right.
Oh, I don't mind. Well, obviously, I'd love to go, but I did see a lot of Dan last time he was home, and Alistair didn't. So it'll be nice for them to spend a bit of man time together. Although I don't think Alistair feels any more at home than I do at these military get-togethers.
But he's not going to launch into some pacifist rant over the port.
No, I think he'll manage to restrain himself.
That's the sort of thing I used to do with my brother, just to wind him up.
I always forget. You know about all this stuff.
No, used to, a long time ago. Though I doubt very much has changed.
They are awfully keen on tradition, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. I think some things are just as they were when Queen Victoria was on the throne.
Anyway, Alistair's really looking forward to spending some time with Dan. And don't worry, I'll make him promise to behave.
Oh, this is better than the Bull.
Well, it's only going to be omelettes, I'm afraid.
Oh, that's fine.
I'm a bit wary of cooking anything too fancy.
I haven't forgotten the stir fry.
Yeah, I know.
The smell of garlic lingered in the room for about a week.
But I've pinched some nice salad stuff from downstairs, and there's a couple of leftover strawberry tarts I made for lunch.
Well, they didn't all get eaten.
Well, you see, there was Pavlova as well.
Oh, wow.
That all went, I'm afraid. Anyway, cheers.
Cheers. That's good.
So it went all right, did it? Shift in the combine?
Oh, yeah. Yep, fine.
You sure you don't mind not going to the pub?
No, this is much nicer. Anyway, Brian's gone in my place.
Really?
Yeah, Charlie invited him as well. You know, just to be polite. Can't imagine he wants to spend the evening with Brian. But there's a couple of Rory's friends come for a sleepover, so I think Brian was less than keen to head home.
Well, I'm sure he and Charlie will have plenty to talk about.
Yeah. I don't suppose you'd be interested in this. But Charlie said he'd got a couple of spare tickets for the test match later this week at Edgbaston.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's some kind of corporate jolly, you know. Executive box, free lunch, drinks, all that kind of caper.
Well, that sounds like fun.
I assume you're being ironic.
Have you said you'll go?
No. I mean, I'd really like to, but it's pretty difficult taking time off at the moment.
A couple of tickets, you say?
Charlie thought you might like it. I told him how much you hate cricket.
Well...
What?
Well, look, admit, okay, I fail to understand what makes that game remotely interesting, but executive box? Free booze, a bit of classy catering, how could I resist that?
What, you mean it?
And actually, well, really big sporting events like that can be quite dramatic, can't they?
Well, I think so, obviously, but...
There's always a telly in the executive box, so if the cricket's really boring, I can always watch Cash in the Attic.
You better not.
I'll behave, don't worry.
Wait, you're serious? You'd like to go?
Yeah, I mean, I'm due a day's leave, why not?
Okay. Well, I'd better give Charlie a ring. Make sure he doesn't give those tickets to anyone else.
Okay. I'd better go and get those omelets cooked.
Adam? Where are you?
At home, at Grey Gables. Ian's cooking supper.
Ah.
Yeah, sorry. But I was calling about those test match tickets.
You want to come?
Yes, please.
Oh, brilliant.
And so does Ian.
Oh, great. Though I thought he hated cricket.
Well, a test match is a bit special, isn't it?
Oh, Charlie, there you are.
Oh, hi.
What?
Brian's just arrived.
All right. Well, I'll leave you to his tender mercies.
Thanks a bunch.
See you soon.
Bye. That was Adam.
Yes, he wanted to head home to Ian.
So I gather.
So you'll have to make do with me, I'm afraid.
Well, beats sitting here on my own.
What are you reading?
What? Oh, this is just a flyer. Somebody was handing them round earlier. Opera at Lower Loxley.
Opera?
Not your sort of thing?
Avoid it like the plague.
No, it's not really my cup of tea either, but it's the sort of pert that appeals to corporate clients.
Right.
So I'll probably make a block booking.
Yeah, and then have to sit through it yourself.
A small price to pay to keep the corporates happy.
Can I ask you something, Charlie?
Yeah, of course.
Is it about what you said earlier?
What did I say?
Barrow Farm. Because you gave the impression it wasn't living up to expectations.
Did I?
In not delivering the goods. I mean, I know it's none of my business anymore, not being on the BL board, but I am still a shareholder.
It's probably nothing. I don't want to go rocking the boat.
Well, I'm not going to say anything.
Not even to Annabelle?
Particularly not to Annabelle.
Well, that's probably a perfectly good explanation, but the dairy does seem to be underperforming.
In what way?
Financially.
Well, it's losing money.
But not losing, no. But things aren't really sustainable as they currently stand.
Seriously?
Yeah, I can't figure out why.
Well... The milk price has been at rock bottom for a while now, hasn't it?
Yeah, it doesn't help, obviously. But it's more than that.
Like what?
I don't know. I simply can't work it out. I mean, all the key performance indicators seem pretty much OK, but the margins just don't match up.
But surely nothing happens at Barrow Farm that isn't logged, measured and recorded on the computer.
Yes.
I mean, a cow only has to cough and it's flagged up for veterinary attention and the cost implications calculated.
You're familiar with the system, are you?
Good Lord, no, I haven't got a clue. I know what it's supposed to do.
Well, as you say, it records everything in considerable detail. So somewhere in that great mass of data, there's got to be an answer. I just have to plough my way through it and hope I can find it before anyone else notices we've got a problem.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. And please, just keep this to yourself, Brian. I don't want the board getting wind before I've got to the bottom of it.
Don't worry. My lips are sealed.
Damn it.
Do you need a hand with that?
Oh, morning, David.
If I hold the netting up for you.
Oh, I just need to get cable ties on this end.
Yeah, right. There you go, how's that?
Oh, brilliant, thanks.
That's a heck of a lot easier with two people.
Yeah, Toby's supposed to be here.
Uh-huh.
But you can't always be relied on first thing in the morning.
It's nearly 10 o'clock.
Oh, he was probably out in the lash last night.
Not what I call first thing.
With his rugby friends. Right, just a couple more.
I have to say, you're very tolerant of your brother's erratic timekeeping.
Oh, no, no, he puts in the hours, does Toby? It's not always the hours you're expecting.
Right.
And he's 10 times better than me at the whole marketing side of things. He's off to the game fair next weekend.
Oh, up in Yorkshire?
Mm. He reckons it attracts a sort of well-heeled crowd who wants something more exotic than turkey for their Christmas dinner.
Well, you may well be right.
And he's brilliant at networking, pitching a sale as Toby. Yeah, I bet he'll make some really good contacts up there, as well as bagging some orders.
Uh-huh.
Now, that's not touching the post, is it?
Nope, got it spaced just right. No. Now you just unroll the netting.
Oh, should be able to manage that on my own.
Well, I'll give you a hand with the first bit. This is a pen for the goslings, I take it?
Yep, that's the general idea. We bring them out here in the morning, they can spend the day in the pasture.
Right. OK, so when you get to a stake, you just tread it in.
Up.
That's it.
You've done this before, obviously.
Once or twice. When are you bringing them out?
Tomorrow, if I can get this finished.
Bit of a hike for them.
Yeah. Yeah, going to be fun the first few days. Getting them all the way from the barn and across the lane.
Good luck with that.
How are things with your mother-in-law?
Oh, well, she's in convalescent care at the moment. So Ruth's hoping to come home later in the week, just for a few days.
How do you manage with her being away so much?
With difficulty. And I hope to goodness she'll be back before Pip starts this new job of hers.
Well, what will you do if she isn't?
Eddie Grundy does relief milking for us, so he'll probably step into the breach. Hope he will, anyway. Haven't asked him yet.
Mm.
Anyway, I better make a move. The dew will have burnt off by now and we're starting on the wheat harvest today.
Well, if there's anything I can do, if you need anyone to drive a trailer or...
Well, I think we're okay for grain hauling, for today, anyway. But thank you, thanks for the offer.
Ah, prodigal returns.
With a fanfare.
Morning!
Afternoon.
Oh, come on, it's not that late. The sun is barely over the horizon. Hi, David.
Morning.
I was going to help you put that pen up, wasn't I?
Yeah, you were.
Well, you seem to be managing remarkably well without me.
Mr. Kimberley.
Do take a seat, Mr. Aldridge.
Oh, thank you. I know you've been very helpful in the past with my mother-in-law's affairs, Peggy Woolley.
Yes. How is Peggy?
Oh, she's very well, thank you. But I've come to see you today because you were recommended by the CLA.
Right.
And what I want advice on is a matter of, well, partly land management and partly inheritance. You see, I find myself in a bit of a bind and I really don't know what to do for the best.
So, tell me.
Well, I've been persuaded... Well, if the truth be told, I've been harangued and manipulated by various members of my family into agreeing to something which, in my heart, I don't believe is right.
Go on.
Well, my stepson, who works for me on the farm, has come up with a plan for what he calls sustainable farming. Well, to my mind, that's exactly what I've been doing for the past 30 years.
Ah.
And his sister, my stepdaughter, has given this plan a ringing endorsement. Now, look, she's an excellent and experienced farmer, but she works in Hungary.
Where conditions are quite different.
Indeed they are.
But these two stepchildren, they're not your sole heirs.
Well, that's the essence of my problem. My own daughters are neither of them remotely interested in agriculture. But I have a son, Rory.
Yes, of course.
Now, he's only 12, but he may well, when he grows up, be interested in taking over the farm. And to secure his legacy, I have to make sure that the business is still there and still flourishing in 6, 7, 10 years' time.
I see.
So I need to find a way of protecting the business without completely alienating my stepson, who, well, I have to say, in many ways does an excellent job and is a great asset to the farm.
But you're unhappy with his recent choices.
Well, yes, I think he's putting my business in jeopardy without, well, without having to face the consequences. I mean, if it all goes pear-shaped, I'm the one who'll take the hit.
I see. But you don't want to antagonise your stepson.
Or his sister. Or his mother. Most of all, his mother.
So you want to keep a firm hand on the tiller, whilst at the same time maintaining family harmony.
That's it, precisely.
Hi, Rex. What are you doing here?
Just admiring your beautiful cattle.
They are pretty special, aren't they?
Hmm. Oh, thought you'd be helping with the harvest.
Oh, I will be this afternoon. But the routine jobs still have to be done. Oh. And that includes making sure the Herefords are okay.
They look very much okay to me.
Yeah. For now?
For now?
Well, I'm not sure there's much of a future for them.
What do you mean?
Free-range, grass-fed cattle.
What makes you say that?
The population's growing. They all like the idea of being fed.
But that doesn't have to mean the end of grazing, surely?
Well...
Oh, you don't believe that.
Oh, you know I'm starting this new job next month.
You have mentioned it.
Well...
Several times.
I've been reading up on Webster's international work. In their Brazil operation, they've moved entirely from grazing animals to a feedlot system.
Tragic.
What?
Well, don't you find that rather depressing? Beef cattle being reared in sheds and pens.
It's the way things are going, Rex.
What, fed on a diet of maize and soya?
We can't afford to be sentimental.
Why not?
Because the world
has to be fed. I know. And that means there's no future for grass-fed beef here in the UK?
Well, it's not going to disappear overnight, obviously. But as much as I love our Herefords, I don't honestly believe they've got a long-term future.
I hope you're wrong.
But even now, our Hereford meat is just a niche product, isn't it?
Hmm. Just like our geese.
So I would be asking Adam to put his money where his mouth is.
That's one way of looking at it.
Mm. Well, I like it.
But if you do go down this route, I would recommend that you do it for a fixed term.
How long?
Entirely up to you. But make it clear that if at the end of whatever period you choose, the scheme is losing money, it will be terminated.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Mr. Kimberley. That's very reassuring.
It's worth a try. Though I can offer no guarantees on the family harmony front.
No, obviously.
It may prove difficult persuading your stepson to accept such a change to the status quo.
But it is Adam who's trying to change the status quo, isn't it?
Well, you could argue that.
So he'll just have to take the consequences, won't he?
Just had a call from Eddie.
Well, I can't hear you, Dad. Hang on a minute. Sorry, you were saying?
I've just had a call from Eddie. He can't milk this afternoon.
Oh, no, what's happened?
Caught his finger in a gate at the market this morning. Managed to rip the nail off. Said he'd be okay in a day or two, but at the moment his hand's all bandaged up.
So do you want me to do it?
Do you mind?
No, of course not.
I'll take over on the trailer. Who's on the other one?
Neil.
Oh, yeah, of course. He'll be okay for a couple of hours yet, won't he?
Oh, yeah.
Good. Oh, and I asked Eddie about next month.
What?
If you'd be able to help out when you start this job of yours.
Oh, and?
The answer's no, basically.
Oh, no.
A bit of a blow. I was rather relying on him. He's got a couple of big garden contracts starting at the end of July.
But what about Ed?
No, he can't do it either.
Oh, you've spoken to him, have you?
Yeah, rang him straight away, but he's pretty much booked up till late September.
So, you're going to have to get a contract milker in.
That is the last thing I want to do.
What's the alternative?
Well, with a bit of luck, Granny Heather will feel more settled soon, and Mum will be back.
I wouldn't bank on it.
Afternoon.
Oh, hi, Toby. What are you doing here?
Oh, just passing. Thought I'd stop and say hello. How's the harvest?
Pretty good so far.
Yeah, talking of which, better get this trailer back out. See you later.
Oh, cheers, Dad.
See ya. Oh, that was very discreet of him.
What?
Your dad, leaving us alone together.
I don't think so. He's just busy. Anyway, I've got to go and get the cows in.
Oh, I'll come with you.
Don't you have anything better to do?
How about that drink?
What drink?
The one we never quite managed to have together. What are you doing this evening?
What do you think?
Well, milking doesn't take that long.
We're harvesting, Toby. I'll be back on grain hauling till it gets dark.
And then?
But I shall probably go to bed.
Ah, exciting life you lead. What about tomorrow morning?
I'm not in the habit of drinking in the morning.
But have you got an hour to spare?
What for?
Well, I wondered if you'd like to help us walk the goslings out for the first time.
Oh.
We have to get them up and across the lane, you see, to their pasture. And we've never done it before, so an extra pair of hands would be kind of helpful.
Oh, I'd like that.
Would you?
Yeah. A new experience for me.
Great. Have you ever been to the game fair?
What?
It's in Yorkshire this year, Harwood House, next weekend. Fancy coming?
With you?
Of course, with me.
Not particularly.
Oh, come on, it'll be fun.
Yeah, I'm not interested in shooting.
It's not all about guns.
Oh, game birds.
The hospitality is legendary. There's always the most brilliant food, and if you know the right people, you never have to buy a drink.
And you know the right people?
Everywhere you go, you get a glass of champagne stuck in your hand.
Really?
Admit it, you're tempted, aren't you?
Sounds like it could be fun.
So you'll come.
Sorry, Toby. There is no way I'm getting involved with you.
Well, who said...
I'm going away in a few
who
weeks.
Who said anything about getting involved?
Oh, so you think I'm just going to fall into bed with you, do you? Like, all of your other conquests.
Someone been blackening my name?
You do a pretty good job of that yourself.
What?
My cousin, Kate.
Oh, come on, that was just a drunken fling.
Well, I don't do drunken flings.
I'm not asking you to. I'm just offering a fun weekend away from all this drudgery. At least say you'll think about it.
Oh, look at you, Jill.
Morning.
You make me feel guilty.
Why?
Toiling away in the garden.
Well, if I don't deadhead the roses, they won't bloom again in time for the flower and produce show.
Ah, so that's your secret.
You know, there's no secret about it, Carol. I expect Bert's doing just the same with yours.
I expect he is.
Anyway, just let me finish this, and we'll go and have some coffee.
Any news from Prado?
Yes. Ruth rang last night. She's definitely coming home tomorrow.
Oh, wonderful.
Only for a couple of days, but...
It's been a while, hasn't it?
Heather's been moved to this interim care place.
You said?
Marvin House. She's settled in really well.
Morning, Carol.
Oh, hello. I thought you were harvesting.
We'll be starting soon. I had to see to the cows first.
I thought Pip was doing that.
No, she's gone over to Hollowtree.
Oh.
They're walking the goslings out to pasture for the first time this morning.
The first time?
Mm-hmm.
I imagine that could be a bit of a challenge.
Yeah, which is why Pip's gone to help.
She seems to spend an awful lot of time with those Fairbrother boys.
How are you going to manage when she starts her new job, David?
Well, that's a good question. I was relying on Eddie stepping in, but he can't do it.
Oh, no.
He's got some big garden jobs on.
So what are you going to do?
You'll have to get a contract milker.
Oh, possibly, yeah. But, see what Ruth says. With a bit of luck, she'll have got Heather settled by then, and she'll be home.
Come on, guys. Keep moving.
I still can't believe, Rex, how these tiny birds can make such a huge racket. Oh, no, don't follow me. Go on that way, that's it. I thought geese were supposed to play follow my leader.
I tend to latch on to the nearest moving object.
Try and keep still then, hadn't I?
Pip, we're nearly at the lane. Could you stand on the road, do you think?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, just in case any cars come at the wrong moment. Yeah. Only this lot won't know to stop at the curb. All right, Toby. They're looking good this end.
Lane's clear both ways.
Right, let's go for it. Come on, guys. Over we go. Come on. Come on. Come on, grabs this way.
Oh, you're doing well, Rose.
Yeah. Getting the hang of it, aren't they?
Though I'm beginning to feel a bit like a lollipop lady.
Come on.
What do you reckon, Toby?
You should have a high-vis jacket and a sign saying, stop Gosling's crossing.
Oh, no, 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 not this way. No, go on, go on. Go on, follow your brothers and sisters.
Don't wave your arms.
Snoke following me, go on, back you go. They are determined to go to Borchester.
Car coming.
Oh, no.
Behind you.
No, stop, stop.
Told you, you should have worn a red flannel petticoat.
I'm sorry, but we're just walking some baby geese across the road. Only be a couple of minutes, OK?
Watch it, Pip, they're coming after you again.
Oh, no. No, no, go back. On you go, on you go.
You obviously have a magnetic attraction for them.
Oh, I'm following the others.
They think you're Mother Goose.
Onto the grass. Oh, that's it. That's
oh,
it.
And you, sunshine. Come on. Keep up, no stragglers.
Is that it? Have you got them all?
I think so.
Thanks for waiting. Oh, no!
Idiot! What did he have to go into that for? Is that the lot?
Well, unless there are any hiding in the long grass.
No, I think we've rounded them all up.
Oh,
it will get easier.
Well, I hope so.
A few days and they'll pretty much be able to find their own way.
Oh, and just look at them. They're loving it, aren't they?
Of course they are. Wandering around freely, in the out-of-doors, grass beneath their feet, plenty of good natural grub. What more could a young creature ask for?
Yeah, all right.
What?
I mean, whoever came up with that daft idea of shutting creatures up in sheds and cages and feedlots?
What are you on about?
Oh, he's just having a go at me, Toby.
Whatever makes you think that?
Because I'm going to Brazil.
Ah, yeah.
Well, thanks for all your help, Pip. We really appreciate it.
No worries.
I'll just go and empty the rest of this feed into the trough. Will you check the water, Toby?
So, what time shall I pick you up?
What?
On Friday, the game fair.
Oh, I haven't said I'm coming.
Oh, but I think you are.
I haven't decided yet.
Had a better offer?
That's none of your business.
Do you think you're likely to get a better offer?
Maybe not, but it's harvest time.
Oh, come on.
And we're very busy.
All work and no play. It's not good for the soul.
My soul is absolutely fine, thank you very much. And I'd better be getting back. Time and the harvest wait for no woman.
I have to confess, Jill, I don't think the WI is really my sort of thing.
But weren't you president of the Ambridge branch at one time?
I used to try and fit in those days, but I never was a jam maker.
Come on, Carol. There's more to the WI than that.
I know. But...
our branch has several younger members. Look at all the campaigns they've run. Climate change, a fair deal for dairy farmers.
Well, I suppose I've rather given up on joining other people's clubs.
Do you prefer to invent your own?
Well, I do, really.
But you know about the WI centenary?
Yes, I saw something on the telly. I think the Queen was involved.
At the Albert Hall last month, that's right. But there are supposed to be all sorts of regional events happening on the 16th of September. So we need to think of something to do.
What sort of something?
Ideally, it should be a celebration of everything the WI stood for over the past 100 years.
Everything?
Well, some of it. Or perhaps what we hope it'll stand for in the future. I don't know. Just something original.
Original and not involving jam.
Has your mind if there's jam involved?
I'll give it some thought.
Thank you. Wonder if Pip's back yet.
Oh, Jill.
What?
Rex and Toby are perfectly nice boys.
You know Toby's invited her to go to the game fair this weekend.
Well, what's wrong with that? Ha-ha, talk of the devil.
What?
Oh, hello.
Oh, hello.
We were just talking about you.
I was telling Carol about the WI centenary.
Oh, what's that got to do with me?
And how many younger women we have in our branch.
Oh, I see.
There's coffee in the pot. Would you like some?
Oh, no, thanks, Gran. I'm supposed to be on grain hauling duty. I just came in to get some dry socks. Had a bit of an argument with the water trough.
I hear you've been escorting goslings with the Fairbrother boys.
Yeah, taking them out to pasture for the first time. They're such sweet little things, but they make the most amazing amount of noise.
And you're going to the game fair this weekend.
Carol?
Well, I don't know.
With Toby Fairbrother.
Oh, we're really far too busy at the moment. Though it does sound like a lot of fun. Anyway, I'll see you later.
Bye. You do love to stir things, don't you?
That's why I'd never fit in at the WI. But seriously, Jill, you can't expect Pip to behave in a certain way because of something that happened 50-odd years ago.
It's nothing to do with Grace or Hollow Tree.
And just because their father was a bit of a Lothario...
He was a dreadful
...who led Elizabeth up the garden path.
Quite without any moral sense. And both boys... They're the spitting image of him.
Oh, well, they can't be held responsible for their genetic makeup.
But that's what worries me. Perhaps it's not just his father's looks that Toby Fairbrother's inherited. I see him turning on the charm for Pip, just as his father did for Elizabeth.
Hi, Dad.
No, oh, you're back.
I said it would be.
No, I was just getting ready to take this trailer out.
Oh, it's okay. I'll do it.
How did it go?
What?
With the goslings?
Well, I can see why people keep geese as a burglar alarm.
Ah. Did Toby turn up?
Toby? Oh, yeah, he was there.
Well, I gather he's not the most reliable person in the world.
Who said that?
Rex.
Oh.
Oh, go on, get in there.
Right, do you need a hand?
No, no, it's just this linchpin's a bit... Just got it.
I've been thinking, Dad.
Yeah, what?
Well, if we're going to get a contract milker in, we really should get on with it.
Well, there's plenty of time.
No, but there isn't. I mean, by the time we've contacted the agency, drawn up a shortlist and done the interviews, I'll be gone.
Well, let's wait and talk to your mum about it.
Don't you think Mum's got enough to worry about?
They're her cows.
Yeah, but...
And with a bit of luck, she'll be back by the time you start your job.
That's not very likely, is it?
I live in hope.
And it will be one less thing for her to worry about if we've got cover properly organised.
I suppose.
What's the matter?
Oh, nothing. I just wish we didn't have to bring an outsider in.
An outsider? Oh, you're turning into a right little Englander, Dad.
Very funny. No, I just meant... I remember the last time.
What last time?
When we brought in a contract dairyman.
When was that?
No, you probably won't remember. You're only about 12, I think.
Wait, are you talking about Sam?
Yeah.
Oh, but Sam was great. Except he did leave rather suddenly, didn't he?
Yeah, exactly. He left us in the lurch, rather. And, well, that's what I mean about people you don't know. You see, the great thing about Eddie is that the cows are familiar with him and they respond really well, like they do with you and your mum.
Yeah, but if Eddie's not available, what's the alternative?
Look, your mum will be home tomorrow night. Let's at least give her the chance to have a say in the matter.
You did what? Invited her to the game fair. With you? Of course, with me.
Oh, Toby.
What's wrong with that? Well, she knows what we're about. She loves the geese. She was a terrific help this morning, wasn't she?
That's not the point.
And I'll be able to do a much better job of marketing the business with her to back me up.
And that's the reason you've asked her?
Yeah.
Pull the other one.
Well, part of the reason. I've already done down that side, Rex.
All right.
That depth of straw and the goslings will disappear into it, never to be seen again.
You know she fancies you.
Well, can I help it if I'm irresistible to women?
That's all she is to you, isn't it? Just another notch on the bedpost.
Actually, she's strangely resistant to my charms.
Is she?
Well, either that or she's playing the long game, but she hasn't agreed to come yet.
So you could change your mind?
Me?
Well, withdraw the invitation.
Why would I want to do that?
Because she's David's daughter.
She can't help that.
And may I remind you, Toby?
And I can think of a lot worse people to have as a dad.
May I remind you that it's only because of David's generosity that we're here.
I know that.
But we've got a chance of getting this business off the ground. If you go breaking Pip Archer's heart...
I'm not going to do that.
I don't believe you.
I promise.
Oh, you may not mean to, Toby, but you will. It's what you do. You waltz through life, leaving a trail of wreckage behind you.
And you think that all women are fragile little flowers who can't look after themselves?
No, I don't.
You were born into the wrong century, bro.
And don't call me bro.
Pip Archer's been around the block a few times. She gives as good as she gets, believe me.
That's not the point.
And the game fair's just such a ball. All I want to do is show her a really good time.
I'm sure you do. That's what worries me.
But you're supposed to be going to Lulworth tomorrow afternoon.
I know.
To see Dan.
I'm going to have to cry off, I'm afraid.
Oh, Alistair, you can't.
I can't afford not to do this interview. It's a big contract, and if I get it, it'll really help put the business back on an even keel.
But surely you can do it another day?
Do you think I didn't ask? The MD's going to be out of the country next week. It's tomorrow or not at all.
And there's no way you could get down to Lulworth afterwards?
No, the head office is way up in North Borsetshire. And you know what traffic's like on a Friday afternoon?
Dan's going to be so disappointed.
You think I'm not?
He's really been finding this course a bit of a slog.
I know.
And the one opportunity he has to let his hair down and spend a bit of quality time with his dad, and you decide you're too busy.
Oh, that's really not fair, Shula. If I could do the interview at any other time, I would, believe me. But I simply can't afford to pass up this opportunity.
Don't just leave them there, Laszlo. Someone will trip over them.
Morning, Adam.
Oh, hello. Take them into the packing shed, yeah?
Some people haven't the sense they were born with.
Tell me about it.
Did you want me for something? Only I've got to get over to Brookfield.
Oh, no, it's okay.
Finish off their wheat.
No, I've come to see Brian, actually.
Brian? What on earth for?
Oh, I just wanted to pick his brains about something.
Really?
So, are you looking forward to the test match?
Yeah, I can't wait. Getting very bored being stuck in the combine all day.
I'll pick you and Ian up from Grey Gables, shall I?
No, we're going in your car?
If that's okay with you.
Yeah, sure. It means I don't have to monitor my alcohol intake.
And Ian hasn't thought better of it, then.
What?
Only I know he's not really a cricket fan.
Well, yeah.
So I was a bit surprised when he said he wanted to come.
Well, it's a freebie, isn't it? And he likes to check out how other people do the catering for these big occasions.
Yeah, but it's a long day, and if he's going to be bored...
Morning, Charlie.
Oh, hello, Brian.
Not late, am I?
Oh, no, no, no.
I just had to drop Rory off at a friend's house.
Right, time I was getting over to Brookfield.
Before you go, Adam, I need a word.
What, now?
No, no, no. Are you free later?
Well, Jeff's taking over on the combine at 1:30, so that I can
Well, half past two.
I've got deliveries this afternoon, and I have to find someone else to do the farmer's market.
You can spare 15 minutes, surely.
Why? Is it important?
Do you want me to find Pip?
No, no, it's okay. She told me what needs doing, and she's got the animal in the crush. I gather it's all hands to the pumps at the moment.
Always the way at harvest time, and with Ruth away.
Right, let's have a look at your old girl.
Yes, poor thing. It seems to happen so often these days. Rubbish just chucked over the hedge.
Well, makes work for us struggling vets.
You're not really struggling, are you?
Business has been better, Jill. Oh, I can see the damage. That's nasty, isn't it?
People are so thoughtless. I mean, they must be able to see there are animals in the paddock. But they just dump all this stuff. Broken glass, rusty bits of metal.
And it's getting worse. Maybe something to do with the cutbacks and council services. Mm. All right, old girl, all right. Soon have you good as new.
I hear you're not able to go to Dan's mess dinner after all.
Ah, you've spoken to Shula, have you?
Yes, she rang just now.
I'm very fed up about it. We get to see so little of Dan these days, and I was really looking forward to catching up with him.
I'm sure you were. But now Shula gets to do it instead.
Yeah, she was giving me a really hard time for letting Dan down. But then it occurred to her that she could go instead, and she cheered up no end. Ah, she deserves a night out. All right, old thing, all right. Just give that anaesthetic a minute or two to take effect, and you won't feel a thing.
Have a seat and put me out of my misery.
I'm sorry?
I've been racking my brains to think what you possibly want to see me about.
Well, I couldn't think who else to talk to. I mean, if the board gets hold of this, it'll be my head on the block. But you're familiar with the setup without actually being involved.
Well, would this have something to do with what you were saying the other night about Barrow Farm?
Hmm. Do you mind if I talk to you about it?
No, not at all. No. I took a keen interest when the dairy was first proposed and all through the setting up.
So you can be objective?
I can try. But as I said to you the other evening, that fancy computerised management system, it's a closed book to me.
Well, I spent most of yesterday going through it with a fine-tooth comb. And I've come to the conclusion, well, it's the only possible explanation, someone's been fiddling the figures.
What?
It's the fertility data. It looks like a lot of the stats, particularly calving intervals and CCIs, have been fudged somehow.
Why on earth would anyone do that?
I can only imagine that there was at some stage a serious problem with fertility, and either nobody noticed or they thought it was just a blip, but it wasn't. So whoever was responsible has tried to cover it up.
Well, and who's responsible for the computer system?
Ultimately, Rob Titchener.
Well, it can't be him.
Why not?
Well, you suspect Rob?
I know it sounds unlikely, but he's the guy who really understands the software.
But that's ridiculous. I mean, say what you like about Rob, but he's a first-rate dairyman.
I know. He does a terrific job, which is why I'm at such a loss to know what to do.
Women aren't allowed? What do you mean?
Just that. No mothers, no wives, no sisters. Men only.
I would have thought that was illegal.
The army's a law unto itself, Mum. It's a kind of glorified gentleman's club.
But there are women soldiers these days.
Yeah, I know. There were several in Dan's intake at Sandhurst.
And what are they supposed to do at these mess dinners?
I don't know.
Eat in the kitchen?
Probably.
Was Dan very upset?
Well, not really, no. That was the worst of it, actually. I'd left him a message to say Alistair couldn't make it after all and that I'd come instead. And when he called back, it was just to say, oh, no, sorry, Mum, you can't. He was totally unembarrassed.
Oh, dear.
It does worry me. I mean, it's easy to forget how young he is. He's quite impressionable still, and he just seems to accept this old-fashioned macho culture.
I'm sure it's not as bad as that.
Anyone home?
Ruth!
Good heavens.
Hello. We weren't expecting you for ages yet.
No.
Let me give you a hug.
Mum seemed happy for me to leave, and I was so longing to get home. I didn't even stop for lunch.
Well, I'll make you a sandwich.
A cup of tea would be nice.
Of course.
Oh, I haven't seen you for ages, Shula.
No, I know. We've all been thinking of you and Heather. Oh, shall I give David a call?
No, no. He and Pip will be harvesting, won't they?
And Josh.
Oh.
They had a puncture on one of the trailers and he went off to help.
Oh.
They should be finished by tea time.
Ben?
He went out on his bike.
Oh.
He'll be back soon.
Oh, I miss them so much. It's like... Oh, I remember you saying, Shula, when Dan left home... Suddenly there's this gaping void.
Oh, the empty nest.
Only my kids haven't flown. It's me. I'm in the wrong nest.
Everything all right at Brookfield?
Fine. Yeah, be finished in a couple of hours.
Good.
Anyway, what's so important it couldn't wait till next week?
I've been giving a lot of thought as to how we're going to make this work.
What?
This scheme of yours.
Right.
If you're determined to go ahead with it, fine, but I need to be absolutely sure that the business as a whole is not going to suffer as a result.
Of course it isn't. What we'll be doing is making sure that the business as a whole has a viable future.
Yes, yes, all very laudable in theory, but not exactly tried and tested.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
You want to change the way a significant portion of this farm is managed? Well, fair enough, but it's a gamble.
Rather less of a gamble than continuing to plaster exhausted soil with chemical fertilizers.
I've taken advice on this, Adam. And frankly, I'm not prepared to shoulder all the burden of this new enterprise. You need to share some of the risk.
What do you mean?
I'm proposing we set up a share farming agreement.
Are you serious?
I certainly am. From now on, you won't be employed here. And you won't be getting a salary from the farm.
I still wake up at 5 every morning.
Do you?
Habit of a lifetime. And I'll either imagine bringing the cows in and putting them through the parlour.
They're mostly dry at the moment.
Yeah. We'll be into calving before we know it.
More tea?
Please. Hope David's got some help lined up, has he?
I really don't know.
Oh, we must have, surely, with Pip going away so soon.
And I catch myself thinking, the weather's been so dry, I must check how the paddocks are holding up. Or the abattoir lorry's due, I should be helping sort the lambs.
Pip's got that down to a fine art.
And then I remember I'm over 200 miles away, and I'm supposed to be thinking about adjustable beds and walking aids and care packages.
How's your mum doing?
Oh, she's settled in really well at Marvin House.
Oh, that must be a relief.
Yeah.
Although I think the reason she's all keen with it is she's getting loads of attention. She has physio twice a day and a whole programme of exercises.
They keep her busy, do they?
It's cheered her up no end, you know. The idea that if she keeps at it, she really will get better.
That is good news.
Well, yeah. Except, well, I thought she'd come to terms with the fact that she's not going to be able to manage on her own and that a care home's the only answer. But yesterday, I mean, she had a really good session with the physio and she said, if I carry on like this, I'll be home in a couple of weeks.
Oh, dear.
You think it's doing her too much good?
Well, it sounds awful, doesn't it? But I'm afraid it's getting her hopes up.
No, no, you misunderstand me.
I don't think I do.
I'm not ignoring everyone else's opinion. But I still have very serious doubts about the wisdom of this.
And you want to remind us all who's boss around here?
Oh, that's below the belt, huh?
It's true, though.
I have a responsibility to the overall business.
Yeah, your business.
Well, this is still my farm.
As if we could possibly forget.
And I'm not acting rashly or emotionally. As I said, I've taken professional advice.
Yeah, from one of your chums, I presume.
From a solicitor who recommended the share farming structure with a 60-40 split and that we should treat it as an experiment.
I don't believe this.
We do it for a fixed term, and if at the end of that term it hasn't worked, then we go back to my way of doing things.
And if I make a success of it, you take 60% of the profits?
And you take 40. That's perfectly fair. After all, I'm the capital investor here. It's my land. You'll be using all my machinery. And if it doesn't work out, I'll be losing income.
And I'll have no income at all.
Well, you better make it work then.
So if I go ahead, you're going to stop paying my salary?
Try and see it from my point of view, Adam. Why should I pay you a salary for my business for doing something I believe is going to have a detrimental impact on that business? If you want to take a gamble, you gamble with your own money as well as mine.
I have missed it all so much. I can't tell you.
I think you've missed the farm more than me and the kids.
It's all part of the same thing, you and the kids and the farm. Well, it's home to me. This is where I belong.
I know.
Not much fun being stuck up in Prudder without you.
Well, it's not much fun being here without you.
Oh.
Oh, it's so good to have you back.
I've stayed away far too long.
Yeah.
When did Josh get the go faster stripes on his car?
I think they're meant to be ironic.
And what about Ben's hair? Did he buy that gel himself?
He must have done. You remember what a battle it used to be to persuade him even to brush it.
And as for Pip...
Oh, you know, she has been such a star.
Yeah. What are you going to do when she takes off for the flesh pots of High Wycombe?
I think it's Brazil she's looking forward to rather than High Wycombe.
They've definitely said she'll go, have they?
Well, she seems pretty certain.
Anyway, you haven't answered the question.
What question?
How are you going to cope without her?
Oh, well, I was sort of hoping you might be the answer.
Me?
Well, you did say that Heather had settled in well at Marvin House.
But it's only temporary. And even if we find the perfect place for her to move on to, that won't be an end of it. The house will have to be sold, all her stuff packed up.
Well, that can wait, surely?
Oh, whatever. There's no way I'm going to be home by the end of August. Not full time, anyway.
So, how long?
Well, I don't know. But well, I'll be back and forth for at least a couple of months. Probably longer.
In that case, we're going to have to get a contract milker in.
What?
Eddie can't do it, I told you, nor can Ed.
Well, there must be someone.
Oliver offered to help out, but they're off on holiday in September. And Tony... Tony doesn't do much of anything anymore.
I'm really not happy with the idea of a stranger coming in.
Neither am I.
Looking after me cows. I just hate the idea of you and someone we don't know.
Well, would it make it easier? I mean, I think it's really important that you should do the interviews.
But if I'm not here...
Well, make sure you are. So you get to choose the person we employ. Would that make you feel better about it?
Oh, that wasn't very good, was it? Go on, Henry, run and fetch it.
Oh, you're on granddad duty this afternoon, are you?
Oh, hello, Jennifer. Yes, he's been keeping me on my toes.
Where's Pat?
Doing deliveries. It's gone behind the tree, Henry.
Ooh, how's he been without his mum?
A bit tearful the first couple of days, but he's fine now.
Oh, when are they coming back?
Later on this afternoon.
Oh, today?
I shall miss him when he goes home.
So, Tom's been looking after the farm.
Oh, yes. I leave all the hard graft and decision-making to him these days.
Wish Brian would take a leaf out of your book.
Left a bit, Henry. No, other way.
Oh, he's determined to keep absolute control over everything. I'm really fed up with him. He says he wants Adam to take more responsibility, but when he doesn't agree with what Adam wants to do, he goes out of his way to be obstructive. Yeah, I don't think he's ever going to let go of the reins.
Best decision we ever made, letting Tom and Helen take over. Oh, well done, Henry. Now, kick it back to me.
So, you're not bored, then?
Bored? Absolutely not. I mean, I still keep my hand in, do a bit of office work, a bit of routine maintenance, check round the cattle, that sort of thing. And I spend quite a bit of time helping young Johnny.
Oh, yeah, that's the reason I came over, actually.
You know, showing him the ropes.
Tomorrow his birthday, isn't it?
Oh, yes, 17, can you believe it?
I didn't know what to get him, so I just put a bit of money in with the card. Here we are.
Oh, thanks. That is kind of you. Oh, come on, Henry. Give it some welly. Good shot.
You know this scheme of Adam's to revive the soil by planting herbal leys?
Oh, yes. Excellent idea.
Yeah, well, that's what Debbie said. Well, that's what everybody said. But Brian won't have it. And he says if Adam insists on going ahead, he'll have to forego his salary and do it on a share farming basis.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, honestly, I wouldn't blame Adam if he up sticks and walked away.
Only 10 miles to go. We should be there soon after 5.
Oh, I can't wait to see Henry.
I think that's about the 5th time you said that, darling.
Sorry. It's just
I've never been separated from him for so long before.
Yeah, it feels odd.
Yeah, I know. I've missed him too.
I know you have.
But you understand why I wanted you all to myself?
Of course, darling. And it was the best time of my life.
Mm. Ooh, careful. It's far too distracting while I'm driving.
Oh, sorry.
You didn't think the Isle of Wight was a romantic place.
Well, I was wrong there, wasn't I? It definitely goes to the top of my list of romantic places. Who needs Venice when you can have a ride?
You'll be there till October?
I certainly hope not.
Oh, Mum.
That's the absolute worst-case scenario.
I feel even more guilty about leaving now.
What have you got to feel guilty about?
Leaving Dad to cope on his own?
He won't be on his own. We're getting someone in.
No, I tried talking to him about that. He's got this bee in his bonnet about contract milkers being unreliable.
It's okay. I've sorted it.
What?
With your dad. In fact, I've already called the agency. And I'm going to do the interviews. Make sure we find someone who won't make your dad feel insecure.
Oh, well, that's a relief.
But before you take yourself off, you can give me a hand writing a job description. I said to Jason...
Sorry, who's Jason?
The regional manager at the contract agency. I said to him, job description must be able to milk cows. But he said that wasn't enough.
Well, now there's a surprise.
They want the specification of our parlour and a complete breakdown of the daily routine.
Right.
And you're much better than me at writing stuff.
What makes you think that?
I read your dissertation, remember?
Oh, God, don't remind me.
What?
Results are out next week.
You've got nothing to worry about.
Well, no, I wouldn't be so sure. I keep waking up in the middle of the night remembering what a pig's ear I made of that soil science paper.
Anyway, I'm going to sit here at the computer and you can tell me what to write.
Well, where's this person going to live?
Rickyard, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Pretty much habitable now, a quarter pay, and it'll be good as new.
Well, if they're going to be living on site, they can do late night checks and maybe even the odd weekend.
Well, I expect your dad will do weekends already. He said he can carry on doing a few shifts a week.
Right. So, heading contract milker, Brookfield Farm, Ambridge. Job description. New paragraph. Mm-hmm. Principal duties.
I know when I was younger I cared about it, being the boss, being in charge, but Now, well, there's nothing like a near-death experience for making you reassess what's important in life. Mm. Come on, Henry, we're going indoors now.
Well, if he drives Adam away, I shall never forgive him.
Oh, look, they're here.
Hello.
I wasn't expecting them for another hour. Henry, come on, Mummy's back.
Hello.
Oh, hello, darling. Oh, do you have a good time?
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, how lovely to see you.
Hi, Auntie Jennifer.
Hi, Rob.
Afternoon, Tony.
Don't you both look well?
Well, that's the air.
Oh, Terry! Oh, my darling boy. Oh, I have missed you so much.
I missed you too, Mummy.
What about me?
Did you bring me a present?
Yes, we did.
Oh.
We got a very special present for you.
Mm-hmm. But you'll have to wait till we get home.
Pat should be back very soon. Let's go inside, put the kettle on, shall we?
Oh, actually, Dad, we're not stopping.
What?
Well, we want to get Henry home as soon as possible.
You've got time for a cup of tea, surely.
And I want to hear all about the Isle of Wight.
I'll tell you tomorrow.
Sunday.
Yes, Sunday. You must come over for tea.
All right, well, we've already packed his things. Everything's ready in the hall.
Oh, great.
But your mum will be so sorry she's missed you.
Oh, are you going to show me where your bag is, Henry?
Okay.
We've got a big surprise for Henry, Dad. We don't want to keep him in suspense.
Oh.
You don't mind, do you?
No, of course not.
But we'll see you very soon.
Come on, Mummy.
All right, I'm coming, darling.
Bye, then.
Bye. Shame they can't stay longer.
Yes.
But my goodness, doesn't Helen look radiant?
Well, I'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Gosh, she sounds really well.
She does, doesn't she?
Hmm.
When you can't see how frail she is, you could almost believe she was back to her old self. Anyway, another biscuit?
No, well, we've got to keep our strength up with a job like this. You're
too right.
So, getting back to the job description.
Will that do, you think?
Well, it could probably do with editing down a bit. It's a bit long and rambling.
Hmm. Anyway, I'll go over it this evening.
You're an angel.
Oh, rubbish. And I'm really sorry I haven't, you know...
What?
Been here for you.
Oh, don't be daft.
Well, it's a huge thing for you, finishing uni and leaving home.
Well, I'm a big girl now, Mum.
I just wish I could have offered you a bit more support.
No, I'm fine. God, and Granny Heather needs you more.
Even so.
And it's all happened so quickly, and I've been so busy, I haven't had time to get anxious. Except about my results.
And you're really excited about this new job?
Oh, yeah. Still can't quite believe I've got it.
And I get to go to Brazil. God, have I mentioned that?
Once or twice. I've been reading up all about beef production in South America.
Describing the milking routine at Brookfield must seem very dull by comparison.
No, not at all. Brookfield is my home. Always will be.
God, there's so much about Ambridge I'm going to miss.
Right. I'll put the cows through the parlour. Do you want to walk them back out with me?
Well, yeah, please.
We've just spoken to Granny Heather.
Oh, how is she?
On sparkling form.
Really?
Yeah, she's fine. And she said not to hurry back. So I won't go tomorrow. I'll leave it till Sunday night.
Oh, well, if you're going to be here this weekend, I'll forget about the game fair.
Oh, but Pip...
Mum, I'd much rather spend the time with you.
What do you think, Henry?
It's great.
The place we went to on our holiday is an island, and every year they have a famous yacht race. So we thought we should bring you home a yacht.
I can sail it on the pond.
Yes, you can.
Can we do it now?
Oh, or maybe tomorrow.
Now we've got another present for you.
Yep, we've got some very good news.
And we wanted you to be the first to know.
What?
Well, when we were away on our holiday, something very special happened. Rob and I got married. Isn't that lovely?
Yeah.
So what do you think of that, Henry? I'm now officially your daddy. We'll be right back.
You can follow The Archers on Facebook and Twitter. Find out how at bbc.co.uk/archers.